The things, one of the policies in our practice is really to invite families to get their infants checked, really right from day one. And there's all kinds of research that indicates the safety for that. Think about during the delivery process, there can be stress to the infant, and so
That would seem to be a real stressful. That's procedure,
right from day one, right from their first part of their life.
Yeah,
whether there's challenges like a cesarean section or the baby is breech, let's say, even just a natural vaginal birth, there can be stress there. So 9 out of 10 infants today are really born with some kind of little misalignment in their body as a result of just the delivery process. So we make it a policy, make it a point, and certainly really a policy to educate our patients that the chiropractic is safe for infants right from birth, so that they get a really fresh start from life with everything connecting. So the body and the brain are really connecting right from infancy.
Now, I don't imagine people, women give birth and they run over to the chiropractor.
Not all of them, for sure. But during our education process with our pregnancies as they go through,
yeah,
they're really getting it. So more and more we're having our patients, at least if they're active, to really bring the infants in right away. So, excuse me, that does happen quite a bit in our practice. But this is why we're doing this segment again, is to really educate the community that that's okay, that's safe, it's one of the best things you could do for an infant is really get their spine and nerve system checked right from day one. And so it's
how
happening.
How soon are we talking?
It can happen, you know, just as soon as they're comfortable, as soon as the mother is ready to bring the baby in. So today there are flagship birthing centers around the country. Atlanta, I believe, was the first one. Where there's chiropractors right in the delivery process. So that's kind of part of the team now. And so we kind of have missed that the last 100 years or so, right? Is that that's not every single infant is getting checked, but every single infant is getting their eyes, their ears, their nose, their throat, the Apgar score, their reflexes.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that are happening, you know, right at the delivery. So, but we've been missing one of the most important things, which is spinal hygiene, right from day one. So so it's coming. It's just we haven't really been there yet. So we're heading in the right direction. And, you know, hopefully more and more people will start to realize the safety and efficacy of really getting their infants checked right from day one. Certainly when they're learning to walk. What are kids doing, Greg, when they're learning to walk?
Falling down.
Yeah. Like thousands of times.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Boom. Down on their seat. Boom. On a coffee table. Boom. You know, down the steps. Rolling out of the crib. So those things, those little childhood mishaps, quite frankly, the vast majority of adult health issues are childhood mishaps that went uncorrected or undetected. So that's our job too. Is once they're starting to learning to walk and they're falling and things of that nature, if they're getting checked routinely, those problems don't become major issues with their nerve system and interfering with the brain to the body.
So, do you know much about this process in Atlanta?
I studied it a little bit. It's been a year or two or so. But
so there's a doctor right in the room,
right? Right.
Well,
right.
What do they do?
So they check. They just it's a spinal,
just a
nerve little system check.
Mm-hmm.
If they find something out of alignment, they can certainly reduce that alignment very safely with very low pressure, almost like an acupressure kind of a move. So it's not a high velocity. You know, when you think chiropractic adjustment, where you're hearing things move and shift, it's very gentle. So there's a couple different checks to really, you know, it's a lot of it's observation. How does the cranium look? Is the cranium maybe because there was pressure, or they laid one side too long, or in one position for too long, the cranium can be out of alignment. So when they're noticing that, then there's a high likelihood that there's been stress to the nerve system.
So how do we miss this for 100 years?
Well, it's interesting. I'm not really sure. But it's chiropractors have always adjusted kids, infants. It's just kind of got pushed into a pain kind of a model, and that's really never been what chiropractic is about. It's about really maximizing human potential right from the beginning of life when there's trauma. So family wellness practices have always really been around the country. It just hasn't been mainstream, and it's been, and our society has been not only uninformed about this, Greg, but really misinformed by maybe even their physicians, or maybe some family member that said, oh, that's not safe. Well, the reality is it is safe, and we have studies. There's no studies at all that say that chiropractic has any kind, it could be damaging at all, done properly, of course, to infants, children. In fact, there was a study in Australia in just 2020 where there was 22,000 children that were checked, and there was absolutely no adverse reactions. There's a 99.7 report from the parents that there was a positive experience, that they could notice change, mm-hmm. that their child was moving better, not stumbling as much. You've heard of kids maybe that are clumsy. Well, are they clumsy, or is there some alignment issue that is disconnecting the brain to the body? And that's really where chiropractic comes in, is we can kind of reset that and help them get better balance. And so that's how, you know, that can really lead into youth sports. You know, why are some kids, maybe they didn't have as much trauma, or they're just gifted, you know, with athleticism. That, of course, happens. But really, every kid, if we check them properly and give them the right tools, there's a high likelihood that they're going to be able to move better in space. And so their brain knows where their legs are and their arms are and things of that nature.
Where do baby doctors fall in this category? Are they, do you get support?
Some. Oh, yes, we do. There's several, referrals that we get, and mm-hmm. certainly some pediatric offices in town.
I mean, generally, overall.
It's not as well known as it should be.
Uh-huh.
We have some that are very supportive, and they say, yes, we want the kids to be checked. And other offices, I've had other offices just say, no, we don't recommend that. So why that is, it's probably just lack of education and understanding of how safe it is really for the kids to really just get a good start in life. And so that's another reason we're doing this, is to really open up awareness to really what's true and what's happening all around the country safely and efficiently.
Yeah, and that kind of leads into youth sports, and I know you're very big on that.
Without a doubt. I mean, I've always been a part of, you know, I've always been in the sports arena, if
yeah.
you will, high school, college, pro, but we've always taken care of youth athletes. So when kids are injured, not waiting till they're injured, actually getting them prepared to go and compete, that's really the best. But if they do have trauma, if they have an ankle injury, a knee injury, a back injury, they stumble and sprain their neck, things like that, is we don't want them. Historically, they might just say, okay, you just need to take a couple weeks off and heal, right? And unfortunately, they're healing, but they're healing improperly. So that's where we come in, is balancing the nerve system, getting them to heal in position rather than healing out of position.
Where do we go wrong with the kids?
Well, I think, I don't know if it's wrong. I just feel that we need to understand the place that this has. So they need their pediatrician. They need their MD. They need their, you know, there's other things that we can help them with just, you know, mental focus. And when we're adjusting the spine, even at a young age, it changes the brain. so that there's neuroplastic changes we know are happening now in the prefrontal cortex of the brain that then allows the body to just really self-regulate. So we don't do any of the healing per se. What we're doing is removing interference to the body's intelligence system so that it can then really function at its highest potential and self-regulate.
So if you have any questions, you want to get a hold of Dr. Penn, easy to do.
Yes, you just we can again we have little sections on the website at the docpenn.com website. They can always call the office, which is 784-7443. But if you go to the website, there's a request an appointment spot, but there's also all kinds of literature on the things that we're speaking about. So children, there's a tab for that in the website. So mm-hmm. they can really become educated and get some, you know, some really good research and some other things that on the efficiency and safety factor and why we do and recommend what we do.
DocPenn.com. Give us the phone number again.
Randy. It's 517-784-7443.
See you next month.